In Northwest news from KPLU, thousands of holiday buyers will be paying Washington state sales taxes on the biggest shopping day of the year. With that in mind, a group of teachers has planned a Black Friday protest near the headquarters of a company they wish would pay more in taxes, Microsoft. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
State lawmakers have a huge job in the upcoming legislative session, find at least $2.5 billion in new funding for public schools. Those organizing the Black Friday protest want the money to come from cutting not social services, but corporate tax breaks. Hence the planned protest on a highway overpass near Microsoft's Redmond headquarters. Organizer and Renton teacher Juliana Dobble says she sees the tech giant as a symbol.
Microsoft, again, represents something that is truly broken in our system. So we're going to their campus. We're starting with them. Because they are such a profitable company, they can afford this.
Microsoft has deferred more than $147 million in sales taxes since 2007 through a state incentive for the tech industry. That's more than the other 90 Washington companies who benefited from the exemption combined. But it's just a drop in the bucket next to the state's school funding challenge. When asked to comment, a Microsoft spokesman simply noted this tax incentive is due to sunset at the end of the year. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.